What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the channel, Collective Entertainment. If you haven't subscribed, please do so. It would help us a bunch out. This is a two-part podcast. I went over my friend's house, Mackenzie. He's been on the podcast plenty of times. This is his third time. And we just talked it out. Me, my normal co-host, Noah and Jordan, and we sat with our other friend, who I can't believe hasn't been on the podcast before, Tad. Freaking hilarious. He's a great, great guy. We had an amazing talk. We talked about everything, and I mean everything in explicit detail. Some of it I might have to cut out, but you know, I'll get there when I edit it. But I just wanted to thank everybody for all of the support this year. It's been freaking awesome just watching everybody come through, share, retweet, show love on a post. It's just, it means a lot to me. So enjoy these next two episodes. I hope you have a great new year. Let's not set our expectations too high, because I think I did that last year in 2020. Enjoy the episodes, guys.
I'm gonna need some hoes.
Bro, what did we? Devin, what did we do last time? We died. We were at Noah's. We did something at the same time.
Oh, you can talk about that.
Wait, what? Somebody's ad libs.
Yeah. We did it at the same time.
Like, we did the live. We were like, aha.
Yeah. I was still laughing about the queefing joke.
What's your reaction to a loud ass queef, Mac? What's your thought process and your reaction to a loud ass queef?
How does that make you feel?
Is the camera?
Yeah, we're rolling. I haven't entered the pod yet.
Oh shit.
Be careful now.
Immediate
initial thoughts.
Damn, like in what setting though? Like
in the bed.
It's just going great. Happen. It's just going
not,
great.
Not like you guys are watching Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah,
it's like
fucking,
Netflix and chill.
No, I thought you meant like if I like if I'm like talking to a girl and like, we're just hanging out as friends and she just queefs real quick. That's a whole different fucking story.
Is that you?
Like, because it's the same shit as yeah. You know, but like, I don't know. We fucking, bro. I'm like, ooh, damn.
Yeah. Like. Because we were talking about our experiences.
I don't know if I fuck with it or not. It's one of those weird
That's
ones,
That's what I'm
though.
Saying.
Yeah. It's like, it gets quiet in the room. And
I enjoy
like,
it.
Right, let's go.
That's my thing. Which end was that?
Bruh.
Back end.
I just said it was like the first time that it happens, like with a new person. It's like, how is she about to react to this right now?
All right, welcome back to the Collective Podcast. Oh, my God. Hey, welcome back to the Collective Podcast. Everybody, look at the camera and wave, because they're not going to see our heads the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you. Hey, everybody's turned around. Yeah.
All right, I'm your host, Devin Simmons, along with my co-host.
Oh, usually he's first.
Yeah, see, you messed me up, bro. Man, it's your boy, the Bishop. You know it's popping.
Silly Seals with the thrills, giving all the ladies the chills.
Very cool. And we have a special guest. Oh, my God, Tad. I've wanted you on the podcast for fucking ever. Are you okay?
I didn't get a nickname.
What do you want?
Dang. He ain't you a tad bit good, but he's really good. Tad right. Adams.
Tad bit. No.
Come back. Tad bit.
It'd be Tad for now. It's short enough.
And then, this is the third time you've been on.
Yeah, but like only the first time, like, we're on the video.
Yeah, exactly.
Upgrading it, mama.
Guwell, you feel me? Hell, best producer in the fucking, the fucking universe.
Exactly.
Talk
exactly.
to him.
Exactly. I don't even got to say nothing.
Not a damn thing.
Not fucking.
What? And
best snares in the game.
Best snares.
Facts, bro.
Snares is different.
Cat.
Snares is different.
Your snares are different.
Yeah.
I'm going to try not to chew gum really loudly. Though.
Are you chewing gum?
I'm going to just spit it.
That's what we got noise gates for. We got noise gates for that.
Honestly,
shit,
fuck it. But welcome back to another episode, guys. It's been 3 fucking weeks since I've done a podcast with all of you guys. It's been fucking a long time, but it's been a long month. But we're here. And I don't know what we're going to be talking about, but we're going to be talking about something.
See what happens.
So what's life been like? We haven't done a host chat since Joe Biden got elected. So
But it's just COVID and shit, so it's hard to get in the same room.
That's true. That's facts.
You know, shit.
Yeah.
What has COVID been like for y'all?
I don't know.
I think it's shown me a lot.
Shit.
I feel like there's less distractions. Being able to leave and do things when you want. Because sometimes I just go out to distract myself from whatever the hell's going on. So I feel like it's been more eye-opening inwardly and just, like, habits that I formed that I would usually be distracted by and stuff like that. But I'm a homebody, so that part of it, I'm cool with being at the house. But now that I don't have the option, or it's you don't usually go out as much as you would normally. Yeah. I'm like, I see a lot more of me. I see a lot more me now. Man. It's weird.
I gotta say, I wouldn't be going out if I wasn't friends with them.
Yeah,
that's true.
Because, right. bro, we didn't fucking hang out for a whole fucking month, and it was my fault. I like I ensued like the we're not hanging out for
yeah because like the first time we tried or I tried was like hey it's Friday and you're like okay and I was like $5 smoothie king
bro this man was not trying to get no smoothies bro
this is Devin
yeah no
it was like bro, always does we were like bro we can get you one bro I'm not coming out of the house bro like
it was like nice and no go
it was like
we
can bring
like to your door.
He's like, I'm not leaving my room. Like, I don't think you understand.
Yeah. And that was the last time we saw each other for a whole month, and then we linked up at Derek, and we were like, fuck it.
Yeah. Well, you said fuck it. Yeah, I was already there.
Yeah. Shoot, let's go get some smoothies then.
But it felt good, though. It was like, we were in our cars.
Like, once I saw Jordan, I was like, oh, I haven't seen him in a long time. Like, this is cool. And then we never stopped hanging out ever since.
Right.
Yeah.
Same. I don't know.
Y'all getting smoothies in the middle of a fucking parabola.
Y'all.
Panoramic. Really,
Panoramic.
Yeah.
Look, bro. It was in the car, bro.
I saw Panasonic the other day.
In the middle of a Panasonic.
Bruh. I don't know what the first thing I went out and did was. I don't remember.
This is my favorite question because I know mine, but like, what's the most outlandish shit you've done during a pandemic that you're willing to admit on camera?
I'll admit anything. I dyed my hair twice. My hair was blonde. It was like piss blonde. It wasn't even.
You dyed your hair?
Bro, I got pictures.
I've never seen it.
What?
Okay, so like,
I got pictures. March. Straight piss blonde.
How long
did it last?
Yo, you don't even have
like
that
early 2000s, late 90s Cisco blonde.
Yeah.
Not that light. I needed toner, apparently.
How long did you have it in?
Months. Because my job said we didn't have to.
So it's like 35-year-old.
You can pretty much just scroll.
Like that, yeah. Like that hood black dyke.
These pictures.
Sit like this.
She got hella the margin.
Oh, wow. Bro, bring that back.
Oh, my God. You,
this nigga really did
send,
that.
Send me that.
I tried to become somebody else, and then.
That was actually pretty fire.
And then we both died.
All right, I remember that. I remember the red.
I went from I was trying to figure out what my hair was gonna look like.
Nickname, establish yourself.
Corona was real, and then after the show, it was weird. It was super weird.
Yeah. Wow, did you enjoy the blonde?
You feel different.
The shade of blonde that it came out. Okay, like I have waves on a good day, but when I bleached it and the color came out, it looked like ramen noodles when you first open the pack because it was just like. And yellow as fuck. Yellow as fuck. So I was like,
He looked like somebody on the ass curl box.
I didn't care, but I wasn't I wasn't going anywhere.
Like, as soon as you walk in the
this nigga.
Yes. Do that
I wasn't going anywhere, so I didn't know how much I cared. I was like,
hey yo, them niggas have the best cuts though.
Yeah, I was like, I don't care that much.
They got me Photoshop a little bit.
Yeah. And I let it
in the fresh fade.
Yeah.
I ended up with highlights. Like, cause I let my actual hair color come in.
Yeah.
And then I got it cut, so all the tips of my hair was like blonde, so it just looked like I had blonde.
Wait, so how'd you
Cisco hours.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Cisco.
So how did you just dye it back?
No, I just waited for it to grow out and then cut all the blonde out. Cause I got a haircut. That's what I'm saying. The first haircut was like blonde sprinkles. Like somebody sprinkled blonde.
Yeah.
And then by the time I got the next haircut,
it was black.
Yeah.
It's fucking interesting.
I don't know if that's the weirdest thing.
I don't know. December 21st comes around, bro. That blonde hair just comes back out of nowhere.
That's what I didn't tell you.
They got Super Saiyan powers out of nowhere. Tell me what?
Oh, shit. Do you have another story to tell me?
The 43-year-old.
Oh shit!
It's not super exciting. It's not exciting though. I don't feel care. That's the story. That was the point of the story.
43. How do you
start
interested.
A story that way though?
Okay.
Oh my God.
Do I start now? Do I just start the story?
Go for it.
We're here.
Okay. Well, I met this girl. At 43.
No.
Build up. I'm not gonna build it up super up. Anyway, met this girl on Tinder. Basically, we hung out and realized. I don't want to fuck you anymore. Which is really cool, though. So we ended up being friends. Introduced me to her neighbor and her neighbor's daughter.
Yeah.
Neighbor. No names. I'm just not going to do names. But neighbor, 43. Daughter's like 15. I was like, okay, whatever. And I hung out with them a couple times together, just like at her apartment. Me, her, and the 43-year-old just chilling. And I tell her at some point, like, I always, like, since I was younger, wanted, like, an older woman. Like back when teachers and everything, whatever.
You
I was always looking age wise. I was always looking up.
Spin that. That's crazy.
But like, no.
Shut up. You be having tea. You be like, hey, by the way.
No.
I ain't never fucked no old pussy before. You know, somebody had it. But different or what?
We hung out a couple times, and I told her that, and then she was like, "Lee said she's down," like jokingly, what? And I was like,
"She was like green."
I was like, "What do you mean?" She said she's down. Now she should go over there one day. And I went. I was at my dad's for something. And then I was like, oh yeah, she said she should come over there. And that's kind of on the way back home for me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll stop over there. Rachel's like, she's like about to go to sleep. She was like, she's in her pajamas. Come over here and start talking. And she'll let you talk. I go over there to this woman's house. It's her neighbor living in an apartment. Talking. And then the girl that I met on Tinder is like, all right, I'm gonna head out. I'm tired. I got a long day tomorrow. Left. It's just me and this woman who I've never been with by myself in her apartment.
Wow.
Damn.
I talk. Amen. We talk for like Amen. 2-3 hours.
Yeah. That's how it goes.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm playing this through. So this is why I'm kind of nervous. I'm like, it's a grown woman. It's a grown woman.
I'm going to do it all.
Yeah, I was like, I always thought about it. Like, I felt like I always pictured it.
You telling us this story because you told us at a barbershop.
What you know about that, young buck?
That pizza coming real fast.
Like a berry sweeter than juice, man.
I hope you're ready to pay a mortgage.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, they do the laugh.
Let me tell you something, young man.
Oh my god.
That shit had me looking like, ugh, yo,
making sing some R. Kelly up in this guy.
Then that nigga in the waiting room gotta say some shit.
all the way in the front. Yeah.
Show you right.
I told him last week.
I told him.
Every day, I would tell him.
Okay, so what happened? Y'all are alone.
Okay, it got to the point. Like in my head, this was always like an easy.
Drunk.
This was always like an easy situation. We were stone cold sober. So we had nothing to drink.
Damn.
At all. So that didn't help. Cut nerves. Because I was so. I was just like, okay. I was like, then I panicked. I was like, damn. It's late. It was like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. 2 or 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's late. She's like, you can stay. I've like, I did. It didn't even make it out of my mouth yet. She was like, you can stay. It's fine. Like, I have toothbrush.
Extra toothbrush.
I was like,
she was prepared too.
I was like, okay. At that point, there was nothing to be. There was nothing to be anxious about. There was nothing to be. It was wrapped up. It was unopened. Unopened.
See,
anyway, at that point, there was nothing to be scared of. I was like, okay, well, that's a go. I went and brushed my teeth. I don't usually brush my teeth at night. I'm just going to put that out there. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, I'm a morning brusher too, bro.
Same facts.
Brush my teeth. Okay. Went in the room. I brushed my teeth with the door open.
Yeah.
Heard nothing. She was in her pajamas. I went out. She's kind of like, no.
Sorry.
That was the funny part.
I already went to it.
This
is
already crazy.
Bro,
because you said I didn't hear anything. So all I heard
I didn't
in my
hear
head
anything.
Was...
Right. I didn't hear anything. I went out there. She's like fully tucked.
Okay.
And I didn't have any pajamas. I wasn't even wearing drawers. I was like,
bro,
What? Time out.
What is this? This is the second story you've told me.
What is with that, bro?
During...
This is not supposed to be part of the story.
Do you go commando often? That's the question.
I love how y'all are interrupting the story because I want to get...
Sorry. Short answer, yes. Okay.
But during the summer months... Come on, that's more clothing. Yeah. That's more clothing.
See, I respect the logic. I respect the logic.
Come on, dude.
I'm trying.
It's like, listen.
It's a valid excuse. Like
that's when you get the nice. When you get the nice slacks. You want to feel the inside. Okay, that's not what it's about. Anyway, I'm going back. I was brushing my teeth. This new ass toothbrush. Okay. Using it for the first time. I went out. She's fully tucked, and in the corner, I see the literally the bed's like here. They're in the corner. Her clothes. Her, like, pajamas are in the corner. I was like... I didn't say it. I didn't acknowledge it. I was just like... Oh, shit. So I was like, I don't usually... Like, I don't have pajamas or anything. I was like, I don't usually sleep with clothes on. Like, would you... I'm bullshitting. But, like, right. I'm like, is it okay if I sleep naked? She was like, that's fine. Watched me. She never turned. Just watched me take all my shit off. And at this point, I'm just really, like, in my head, I'm freaking out. I'm like, okay. I'm just gonna get in bed with her. It's happening. So whatever, got in bed. She like raises the blanket to let me in. And there's just
I'm like a kid in a candy store.
She's just right. I've seen her less than 10 times.
Okay.
And never spent a second alone. It was always in the presence of the girl I met.
Yeah.
So it's just like, bam. She's 43. It's like at a certain point. You all were untouchable because I had never been there. And now you're just all the way, just in that moment of her opening the freaking blanket.
You're just in a porno.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. And we were just laying there. It started like we weren't even.
This is a bad
nothing
bath.
Happened immediately.
Wait. Who are you? What?
That's the Lisa Ann, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Sorry, I shouldn't have admitted that.
That's the 3 second mark, right? In it, I seen that shit.
Bookmark
that shit.
So damn. Yeah, she saying I was like not panic, but I was just like,
yeah,
oh, shit. Okay, are you naked? Here we are. And I told her I was like, the last time I saw you, I was like, I pictured you naked, but I never thought that I would actually be able to see it. Like, I'm just trying to get us there at this point. Because, like, the conversation that we were talking about, we didn't talk about anything sexual. We didn't talk about anything sexual the whole time. Like, we kind of did at a point.
Yeah.
But it didn't go into it too deeply. So I was just steering, like, sharply into that. Just like, I was like, this is the time to do that.
Yeah.
And then, yada, yada, yada. What did I do? I kissed her. Worst kiss ever.
On her part or your part?
Her part. That's where it started. That's where it started. I was like, because I was, that's why I start. I initiated. I was like, after the bullshit, whatever, because I said her body. She was like, oh, you like? She pulled her. I was like, other thing, before I even go on. I left out.
She was like,
when she opened up, when she pulled open the covers, when she. When she pulled over,
would you like to see my wares? I have wares.
Untouched.
Okay.
Wait, untouched.
Wait, what do you mean?
Wait, so y'all kiss while even connected?
No.
Oh no.
I've never seen.
Wait, what?
I don't want to put it in that context, but like,
I missed it.
The people were out of control. It was a jungle. Literal jungle. Literal jungle. Like, I'm not lying. I'm not. Because at first, when I saw, it was quick. Right. At first, it was quick, and I was just like, oh, there's hair down there.
Yeah.
Untouched. Like, didn't, like, oh, my God.
Like, years.
I'm trying to be too graphic. But just, like, picture somebody who 10 years ago said, I'm not shaving that shit.
This guy's scary down there.
Bruh. Okay, so fast forward.
A decade ago, she was just like.
Nah. Like, no, zero effort.
Excellent.
Wow.
So, at some point, I'm like, can I kiss you? Yeah. We're naked. I'm like, can I kiss you? Worst kiss ever. And I'm like,
what was so bad about it?
I asked that last time.
I don't think her lips moved.
Trash.
Ew.
What?
And I think they were like snare drum tight.
Snare drum tight.
Like,
what?
Marching band or drum kit?
Marching band.
Marching band.
No. Dude, no, I'm serious. Like, and they didn't move. So it was just like,
yeah.
And I was like, okay. So that was the beginning where I was just like, okay. And then she took the cover off, and that's when I really saw, and I was like, this bitch don't shave, and she can't kiss. I was like, it was just downhill from there.
What did I get myself into?
What's the ethnicity or race?
White. Is that important?
No, it's like, I just want to know if it was like a practice or something, you know, yeah. Like.
Everybody in the room like.
Bro. Oh,
by the way, Tad, the gum has to go.
It's bad.
I heard. It actually kind of sounds like the queef we were talking about earlier.
Okay.
It's all good. I'm sorry.
Damn, what happened? Yeah, it's and then at that point, I was just kind of, I was already checking out mentally. Because yeah. Usually things progress. You're like, oh, that was awesome. Oh, wow, she can get, oh, wow. It was just going downhill.
Yeah.
And then she's like trying to get on top. She's trying to be sexy. She's trying to touch me. I'm like, what are you? It was just all awkward. It was all, none of it was like.
Oh, he was it was totally just very out.
Yeah.
He was like, bro, get off.
So at that point, I'm just.
There was nothing.
Because, you know, there's a certain point if somebody's bad at doing something that you're not even in the moment. You're watching them try to do something.
Yeah. That's a good way to say it. Yeah.
You're not enjoying it. Because at one point when it's good, you're just like, oh, yeah. I'm just like.
Tested, you're like, really?
I'm like, bruh. That continued. She tried to do something, and I'm like, let me get you. I've tried. To,
what did you go check.
I tried.
Question. Did you try going?
Yes.
No.
I was like, I'm a trooper. I was like, this is what I'm good at.
Actually, I'm
right.
I was like, this is what I'm good at. Let me. Right. I was like, let me try to. And you think there's a glimmer of sunshine? There is at no point in the story is there a glimmer of sunshine. I'm sorry.
Shit. This man had like four or five signs dude. Of that, and he was just like,
I started.
I was nosy about it.
Once I made my way through. There's a clear path, but
you
once
had no machete.
I had no machete. No machete. I'm trying. And the sound that I hear.
Hex no.
No PPE? Oh no gear?
I shit you not. She did that for 2 minutes straight. She like didn't a... moan. She didn't do anything. I thought she was going to die.
Like I would have cried.
I thought she was gonna die. Oh, this was after the bad kiss. This is after me going through the jungle with no machete. This is what's happening now. No saving grace, no nothing. That's right. Where I'm at. So that happened. At some point, she said, "Let me please you." She gave me a hand job after that. I know it everywhere. And that was the end of the whole encounter.
That was the. I mean, like, the wildest ending to a story, by the way. Like,
we got in the shower, showered, went to sleep, slept there, naked. I woke up. She was already walking around, halfway dressed.
She said, you can stay as long as you want.
As soon as she left.
As long as I want.
As soon as she left.
That's about.
I gave it 5 minutes.
8 more minutes.
I gave it 5 minutes. Because she was basically on her way out the door. 5 minutes. She left for work. I darted. I grabbed all my clothes, darted.
And I bet the first 4 minutes was like reflecting.
I woke up like, I'm really, like, first of all, I'm really here. Second of all, that definitely really happened.
Oh my God.
And that was the worst thing ever. That was supposed to be the dream. Like, that's why it was such a letdown. Because in the moment where I'm realizing how bad it is, I was like, this.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be it. Cool, like, this is supposed to be it. This is supposed to be extremely cool.
Damn, so you got disappointed.
It was the worst thing ever.
And that's like that's like on the top of your list of fuck, like things.
I was like, she's 43. This is gonna be lit.
Yeah.
Does this put a halt in your plans?
No, I'm still pursuing. I got the wrong one. I fully understand. I got the wrong one.
Safe.
It. I'm sure it was no better 20 years ago. But she had.
I don't know if I ever asked this. Was she hot?
She was decent. I wasn't just. I wasn't just like thrown.
Yeah.
A blobfish. She was decent. That's why I was like, really?
Yeah.
I was like, okay. Her body was, she's trim, everything, bro. Nice, good shape.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say, like, hot girls are bad in bed.
That's kind of.
That is, because you can't.
I haven't heard that.
They don't have to try.
Right.
You can't have all the perks.
And also, like, everybody's afraid to go to them, so they don't have the experience.
Right. Like, I'm not good in math, but I'm like killing pussy. You feel me?
Right.
And like,
right.
The parallel to those things doesn't make any sense.
Oh my God.
That's his own skill set. But like, I was like, I'm going to just turn up the knob for these.
Oh, stats. I see what you're saying. You're saying,
academics. Academics is going to go dick all level 100.
After you, right.
But I'm still like, hey, I'm still out here shooting threes, my nigga.
Right. Oh my gosh. That was the worst.
He gave me like an 87 overall.
87.
To be honest with you.
I don't know.
I still hit green sometime, you know what I'm saying? So it happens.
God. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That whole thing, like, it didn't ruin the whole like endeavor for me. But God. It was just like, how could this be bad?
They snatched that from you.
What's the other part?
How tall was she? She wasn't.
She's like my height. No. Oh. See, you know me. He knows. She could be 7 feet tall. She could be 7 feet tall.
Ted's in there.
Ted grabbing a ladder.
Ted wants that.
Ted can grab a ladder, bro.
I'm like, hold on. Let me stretch first. let me stretch
you remember
first.
I'm getting snapped. Way
those
too
aliens
much.
From Futurama. The lady,
bro,
that lady planet. That was it.
Snoo Snoo?
Yeah.
That's what Snoo Snoo was.
Either that or the toy that Morty had a baby with.
I don't even know.
Yo, Morty was piped up, bro.
He said, okay, we'll go back upstairs. It was like, what?
I don't even know where that came from. Honestly, it just one day, at some point, I just started noticing. I was like, damn, she's tall as fuck.
Yeah. I get it. You want someone to dunk on you. I don't know.
Like, I think, like, when you think about it, it seems like it would probably be inconvenient. Somebody who's 5'2", their legs up. That's one thing. Somebody who's 6'7", legs up.
Oh, shit.
Devin, you're fucking stupid.
What I do?
This nigga said he want a bitch to dunk on him.
Which is weird.
Her head game's stupid, and this bitch is crazy dunk in the paint, too.
Yo, dude, wow. She's a good five.
She's shacking the paint, my nigga.
She's a 10, but she's... Right.
Dude, five? God damn it.
Hey, she gets triple doubles all day, bro.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my God.
She's 20 and 10.
I don't want to have a clever metaphor right now. I'm just dying.
Like, I don't know how feasible it is. That's the thing. Like, realistically, it probably wouldn't work out.
Yeah.
For the most part. Me being, 6'3 and all. Yeah. And her being whatever she is.
Did you say you're 6'3?
I'm like 5'11.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not tall at all.
It's okay. We're not tall.
You're tall. Shut up. Don't amen.
Yeah,
you're
6'2".
Fucking
six
asshole. Amen.
Me and Mac are sitting here. We're like,
all
yeah, we all not tall. Y'all niggas are 6'2".
I deserve.
Hey, are you 6'5"?
No.
I don't know why.
How do y'all feel about that? Y'all are like generally pretty tall. Would y'all date a girl taller than you?
Yeah, I wouldn't care.
I wouldn't care at all.
See? Yeah,
I wouldn't care.
I wouldn't either. That's just
less
of
a feat.
I don't think less of a feat for me.
She wants to wear heels. Cool.
Heels.
I don't know. Sound like a Memphis nigga.
Music. Yo, you fucking with my music. Excuse me.
She was wearing heels. I heard the music.
But like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if she wants to wear heels, though, bro.
Yeah.
Like, she can't wear 6-inch stilettos.
Nah,
like,
she's gonna be 8 feet tall. It's gonna be.
Oh, she can't.
She's gonna be 7'2". All right, for
she
no
gonna
reason.
Fall over.
Yo, I don't think that's good for her heels in general.
Oh my gosh, I wouldn't care. But like outwardly,
see, look at that. We're not toxic.
I think that's the thing.
Like,
if
they're
she's like
sports.
If she's
mad,
if she's tall
mad,
and
she can bully her ass. Just,
but it's like
fucking cookies and shit.
She's like, what's up?
Oh, no.
Fucking
dork.
Like, that's disproportionate. Like when you were like average built, but like she's like legit bodybuilder type
Matt.
It's okay. Hard.
Would you date a UFC girl?
Woo.
Hell no.
Yes, just be good to
Why
her.
Why not?
Just be good to
I'm
her.
I'm the type of person being smartest and get my ass whooped.
Just be good to her. If she's like...
Isn't that what happened to Ronda? Didn't she like abuse a boyfriend?
Yeah. I bet.
Her and Hope Solo.
Against an untrained dude.
Oh yeah, Hope Solo is kicking her boyfriend's ass.
She whooped her husband's ass.
But yeah, Taz, right.
That's I don't know. That's kind of cool.
Date MMA dudes. Right. That's why a lot of them get married to MMA dudes.
Dude, a random she's person not doing that to Travis, not though. Trained, male or big female, is not fair to a trained female fighter. You hear me? Especially Ronda Rousey.
She's going to use that ability. She's going to use her advantage.
You cheat on her, she'll just level you.
Right.
So won't even be a...
She's just going to threaten the house.
I don't know. Have you seen her? Have you seen her like current husband?
No.
He's a big nigga.
I bet. He has to be.
He's like 6'6".
She needs somebody who can catch.
Travis Brown.
Yeah, he's huge. Yeah.
The fuck? Chill out.
Oh, yeah. He's a UFC fighter.
Yeah. The fucking funniest thing about him. So at the WWE Hall of Fame last year, there was this guy that tried to sneak attack Bret Hart and went on the stage and like punched, like pushed him. Like he's old as fuck. Mm. Pushed him. Travis knocked the shit out of this dog. Bruh,
wow.
Like, so knocked him out.
Security is like dragging him. Travis like reaches his long limb tree arm. Bop,
that's all he
needs
one. That's all he needs one.
Got connection, bro.
And, and the dude was sitting like this.
Like out. And then it's just like mad people from the crowd. It's just wrestlers just getting their ones in.
Yeah,
like,
everybody just trying to get their licks in.
It's fucking best.
Yeah,
shout out to Travis.
UFC fighter. That's the last thing you want
to
do.
Yeah, me and my kids were talking about really even like volunteering to fight.
It's different.
Even if you're getting paid.
You're a different
breed. That's a different breed.
Different. Like, fights are
also, shout out to Nathan Rivera. Big KO last that weekend. My guy. Ooh, I'm proud of you, dude. And his,
we know somebody in
Nate, our buddy, our good high school friend Nathan Rivera is, like, he's into MMA.
Oh,
and
he's
been training ever since, yeah. Like, we knew him.
He had a couple. Oh, yeah, awesome. He had a couple exhibitions.
And he got a knockout?
Yeah, dude. Awesome. And in 10 seconds.
Yeah, fuck that nigga you knocked out.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It was crazy. Yeah, we're clipping this. Nathan, you're my nigga, bro. I love you to death. That was, it knocked him out in, like, 10 seconds.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Wow.
Story has it. He's still asleep.
He's still oh, I gotta show you the video because this nigga.
Bruh.
He hit the Family Guy.
Nate Robinson.
He
hit
that nigga. No.
Bruh, that.
Oh, we gotta talk about that.
Yeah,
so much shit has happened.
You took that personal.
Wait, what? What?
The Nate Robinson. He was like, yeah, we gotta talk about
it. Wait, why? What's your story?
I just feel bad for the guy. It's not even personal.
He talked his shit. He got knocked out.
But, like, seeing him come. Like, there was no calculation. There was no technique. It was just.
Yeah,
like,
no, just Air Force Ones.
I'm coming.
Bro, Nate
I'm coming
in,
at you. Or not Air Force Ones, Jordan Ones.
Thinking.
I don't know why I said Air Force Ones.
Yeah. Right, which you probably could have won. You probably would have won the fight.
Every swing he went for, he was ready to grab that nigga and slam him on the ground.
Actually, no. Just in the hood, a nigga would have slammed him like a thousand.
Oh, times. Easy, yeah. Easy.
Been done.
Running at somebody
now,
like that.
Now, I went back to a couple like NBA fights. Do you know who would be actually kind of good at boxing?
Who?
Carmelo Anthony.
Really?
Oh, yeah, hey, I think Carmelo so. Carmelo got hands.
Cause he threw a couple. He threw a couple makers.
That should be funny.
Don't
when
put that.
Back.
Don't
and
put
he's
that
tall. Universe. He's got leverage. I would love to see Carmelo Anthony versus Logan Paul
versus Logan.
She went out of bounds.
Oh, Logan got Floyd Mayweather. That's fucking interesting.
He's gonna get knocked out for a couple mil.
Here's the thing.
He's gonna get knocked out for a couple mil.
And that's the difference between UFC and boxing right now is that you have shit like that happening where to bring in good money is you gotta have.
The fucking
it's not about a title anymore. It's not about a title anymore.
It's not about being the best anything.
It's like a spectacle. Yeah. It's a spectacle every time.
The exhibition between Mike Tyson and Roy Jones, they had belts made already for them. Like they already knew that they were gonna give them a draw beforehand.
Yeah.
So it's like even though we all watched that shit and watched Mike beat the brakes off of Roy, and he given an interview like Mike's like, we can do it again. And Roy's like,
them punches still hurt.
We doing what again?
He said, yeah, you know, I'm gonna go talk to the kids.
I'm gonna go talk to the family.
Yeah. He's like, if they want to see it again, we'll do it again.
If they want to see,
I don't know, dude.
His family was like, Nikki, you get back in that goddamn ring.
It's just like I want to see Mike get into like an actual thing. I don't want that exhibition rule shit.
Because Holyfield was like, I'm down for it. Tyson's gonna fight Holyfield.
Yeah.
Which is
I thought that was a joke.
He's lost twice the whole
I thought that was a joke when I first saw it.
Me too.
They're gonna have to put earmuffs on this man.
So what's that?
Oh shit, yeah.
I'm gonna get the other one.
Wow. I wonder if that was traumatizing for him.
Oh, that shit probably hurt like a fight? Could you imagine?
In front of millions of people? Yeah, but he kinda parades it a little bit nowadays.
It's not gonna hurt forever, but I'm that like that moment getting your ear, the top half of your ear just off.
Ugh. No, he I don't think he spit that shit like 30 yards.
Some janitor.
Mike Tyson said,
"He said, oh, that's so nasty." He was like, "Oh,
you could have that piece of ear."
That's Smithsonian level.
Isn't somebody sold for 5 million?
Dog, niggas like spraying it with Febreze and dusting it. That shit is white right now.
Look at capitalism.
Niggas trying to.
Yeah, look how capitalism.
Is that how we know it works?
Look how capitalism conditioned Tad. He goes like, that ear is probably worth a lot. I can make a lot of money off
that. 10 bands.
That's how it works, though. That's
way
how,
more than 10 bands.
That's you think?
Yeah, way more than 10.
Way more.
That fight, that moment, the
ear. A fucking cartilage is worth more than 10 bands,
bro. Yes. Okay, think about it.
We will pay like $50,000 for Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yeah. Yeah. My friend, my childhood friend David, just sold a deck of Yu-Gi-Oh or Pokemon cards for like $1,200 the other day.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck do you mean?
Yeah.
Is like, he going to buy a car? Is he going to buy
cards? They're just old. They're not even that old.
Buy the fuck out of that stuff. Just for whatever.
For just for the sake of having it.
You
have the type
of money.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to drop
which is sick.
A ban on Pokemon cards.
Which is sick, but like.
There's a market, apparently.
In the future, when we can start using the motherfucking things.
No, but that's.
Save the Pokemon cards for that shit.
True.
So I'm saying I'm gonna be using all kinds of
that's how, wait that's for like an apocalypse.
When you can I still just be like, it. Yeah, when in the future you can just be like lay a Pokemon card down and then the Pokemon comes out and shit, I'm robbing hella shit.
Yeah.
I'm robbing everything.
It's not gonna be special anymore.
Right. Black this is a bit
all
right?
day, every yeah. day.
Okay, cool.
Squirtle.
I don't know.
Squirtle.
But that's how that is
back to the
take Squirtle to the bedroom.
That's how the shit works. If you were you could have like a piece of paper worth what? Couple cents. Obama writes his name on the piece of paper.
Thousands.
It's worth more money now. Just for the ink that he put on the paper.
Bro, somebody made millions selling pet rocks.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's a fact.
Okay, I can't explain that one.
Yeah, I'm a little lost on that one. Who's like
pet rock
fact.
Banned?
Right. And people, and I know people they existed, will buy but... it specifically because it's stupid.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people are like, oh my
just God, like the Supreme.
It. It's a dollar. Ah. And you got 1,000 people who said that's like, oh, it's a dollar. Now you got $1,000 because 1,000 people said like, oh, it's funny to do it.
Like the Supreme bricks?
You know, so now, yeah, that's
the
how what? You make money.
The Supreme bricks?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's Supreme the same.
People are buying them.
Supreme is the king of...
My good buddy just, got a director's share from Supreme.
How do you, like, that's such a win.
Like the money
that's
shooter,
such,
money counter,
the yeah,
money
yeah.
That's such a win. Like, there's like, they, knowing.
But that's have, branding.
But I know, but exactly, that's exactly. Knowing
it's
that,
just branding.
We could put our brand on something.
Yeah.
And make it red and make bank.
And people will go
what
crazy
do we want to put our name on?
Because it's really not. Like, the quality.
Close your eyes. Look. Exactly. Close your eyes and point
at something.
We're going to put our name on it. We're going to sell this shit.
I think Virgil took that to
like,
another
you know
level with the quotation, zip ties,
like
all
that.
The
shit that's like that is fucked. It, like, you know how many goddamn V-loan jackets you see in the studio that are just ripped up and like dirty and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah.
And it's just like, bro, and you spent $500 on this jacket?
Imagine if there was Apple water.
Oh, that shit would be so expensive.
So much fuck. I know, it's so stupid.
Apple
water would taste really good.
Apple water would be hella pure.
No, they got...
Why?
I know what they're
I don't know, nigga. Fucking... I will airdrop the water to my mouth,
you know
nigga.
That, you know how they're going to finesse it? They're going to finesse Apple. Apple's going to finesse that. Bro, they're gonna finesse
just
that.
Appears.
They're gonna say that the water, like you can track the water through your system.
Find my water. Find my water.
App.
Yeah.
So now they're making
so we can
money.
See, we right. see the toxins clearing out as
right.
you just sip
you're
the water,
and it's just
water.
A simulation.
Your apple water. Level.
It's the same shit every time. It's like, wow, my diabetes is gone.
Yo, someone thinking that they're cured, they go on a marathon
for 70 a month.
They get a heart attack at the
bruh.
Wait.
Bruh.
Apple. Like, fuck.
No. At that point. Your subscription run out and they kill your ass. They just murder the fuck out of your ass.
Oh my god.
So, you think you can play with that apple on
her? That's like that voter die shit.
And
then he's like,
okay.
Voter die, motherfucker.
That's what you thought. That shit was cool.
Oh,
your card declines. You got about 5 more days, my nigga. I'm gonna let you know that
like,
right now.
Like that's all we can tell you.
Enjoy your podcast. Enjoy your all that shit.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
But now some real shit. Apple's like, I think like 5 products away from taking over the entire world.
I think
5 products of what kind? Vain,
I think they have to take over the banking
like,
industry.
Let's have this
conversation bank would be left.
Like and like some kind of appliance.
Think about.
I'm surprised they don't.
But think about the ability of phones, right? Think about like the phone performance. When you think about like Samsung phones and Androids, technically have a lot. You can do way more shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
All kinds of
it's
shit.
It's open like source. Super open source.
The accessibility of an iPhone and like the popularity of iPhone is the only reason why people buy it.
Yeah.
So, like, controlling that market alone is so fucking powerful. I think they're already there.
Yeah.
But I really do think they're already like. Amazon's there.
Yeah, the Amazon's number one. I'd say Apple is like a close second. Like
when you think about the difference between $1 million and $1 billion,
it's insane.
And then think about how many $1 billion Jeff Bezos has, dude. At that point, it's like $1 billion is too much money.
It's a lot of money.
$1 million.
$1 billion, it's too much money for you to have.
I just like often think about that.
He has like, what is it, $100 billion?
Yeah.
I just, and he lost half of it
like,
for his wife.
I'm just saying, like, the day that news dropped where it was just like, like, seriously.
Right.
The day that news dropped where it was just like, oh, they got divorced, and then the next news notification was, oh, whatever her name is, it's the second richest woman in the world right now.
Just like that. What did you do?
I got divorced. And that nigga didn't sign shit, so we getting a fucking bag right now.
I gave him
a
hug or two when he was selling books.
$50 billion.
That's what Dr. Dre's wife tried to do, but her
dog. Oh yeah, did you see her list? Did you see her list of stuff that she wanted? Like what the money was for every month?
But she's going to jail. She's going to prison. Because she was been stealing from his ass for years.
Yeah.
Good role, well, she's in court. Let me refrain.
You know how mid your pussy has to be for the man to want to work that much to make like $100-something billion?
He was like, dude, I got to go to the basement now.
God. She tried to claim.
Never home. I got a studio. But you have the studio in the basement, babe. I have to go to the studio.
Like the studio.
Bro, she tried to claim half of that nigga's name. She's like, yeah, I came up with half of Dr. Dre. It's like,
that shit is crazy.
It's like, you said what?
Why are you greedy? That's my thing. Why are you? I think people get so bitter. Like, why are you so greedy?
I just never.
Greed runs the world, man.
I know, but okay. Here's $20 million. Go live.
It was like
live a life.
It was like $20,000.
Here's $20 million.
He had already paid her something.
Yo, like your phone
for like entertainment.
Yes. Right. Yo, there was a story.
What the fuck are you?
There was a story where this like they had like it was the same old thing. Rich guy.
Excuse me.
Wife wants half. So it was funny. He was just like, all right, whatever. I'm going to write a check. And then she was like not even close to being satisfied with that check. I think it was like $1 million.
Holy
shit. And it
shit.
Was just like, he was like, but I think, because it was on Bill Burr's podcast, and he was just like, you know what probably happened? She was just so angry that it was that easy for him just to write a check and just say, screw off.
Exactly.
Take care.
So it's mental.
Yeah,
it's not because she knows you have more. You'll be fine.
But like, again, within
outside looking
it's
in,
all
the,
about
outside
being
looking
dialogue.
In, he handed you $1 million. Right. Can you just be upset with $1 million?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, go. Like, I'm not saying don't feel anything. I'm not saying
no.
Know yourself. You have $1 million, but like,
but they, but at some point when they know, I think,
because
I feel like at some point they start feeling like, oh, there's so much more. Let me see how much I can wring out of this guy, because we obviously had a bad relationship. So let me be a little diabolical.
13, 14, 15
and that's
years
vice versa.
Of wringing $100 million out of somebody.
People will work 15 years to make $1 million over the span of that time, and they can't get that time back.
Right. Yeah.
Somebody's like, here you go, just.
And
it's
like,
over.
What does she do?
It's like a severance package from your job.
Yeah,
Dr. Jay's
wife. It's like, because like in those situations, right, when you get divorced or something like that, a situation like that, and like you're Dr. Dre, right? Now you got to give her 115, however many million dollars or whatever things like that is. You know, during the relationship, she could have been working on pottery for the last 7 years.
Anything. Yeah. They've been doing literally anything.
And you made Beats by fucking Dre.
And sold
like,
it to Apple.
She was like,
sold it to Apple for $2 billion.
Yeah, and she's like, my pussy worth half of that. Like, it's really
not. No, it's not. It's not. You're really that. You're not? That's the one I have right now.
Yeah,
it's not. It doesn't equate. Right. It doesn't equate to the money that I made.
Trust
what
me,
I've
been hitting it for a while.
You're just. You're just here.
It's like, were you in the studio with Snoop, huh?
Man, name it. Four of my songs right now. And she blamed it.
It's the Nick Cannon. It's like, name a Nick Cannon song, and it was like, pop it in. And like, if you can't do it, you get shot. It was like,
nope.
Oh, come on, man. That's exactly what it was. It's just like,
wildin'.
Nigga, Nick, wildin'. Out. If anybody ever did that,
I would just get on my knees and do this.
No. Do the song did from Love. Do the song from Love Don't Cost a Thing that girl wrote. And she told him about it.
Christina Milian. Right. Right.
Yo.
Oh my god.
Nick Cannon was a fucking boss in that movie.
We will rise.
We will rise.
No, he was at the beach. We will rise. Bruh. Get off me.
That movie made you feel like anybody could do it. Yo. Anybody could do it.
Oh that bitch god. Was so thirsty.
Saying, bro.
Oh my god!
But you never great hear movie. You never hear the vice versa with like
the guy being like divorcing
like you because like I don't think guys nah. have that thing where what? It's like oh, I'm gonna fuck you over.
I'm sure I could find an example, nah, but probably not with that like amount of money. But not with that amount because right. think about it. Every time that kind of situations happen, the guy is the one with the leverage right. because he has the most money.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like because like when you went, and that's why I posted it on Twitter like not too long ago. It's like dude, like broke pussy don't hit no different. Like it really.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
It really doesn't. And that's the thing. It's like you yeah. might as well if you're gonna.
I've only fucked broke bitches. So it's I guess,
like if I make $350, you know, K a year.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, it matters.
You can't make like less than 100K type shit like, so, yeah. with me, like because yeah. I'm trying to build an empire type shit with each
right.
other. I can't just be like, you know, all right, you want that new bag? I'm gonna get you the okay. I'll get you that new bag.
The Birkin, boy. Birkin.
No, yeah. I'm gonna go get you a fucking business where right. you can go get buy. Yourself a fucking bag.
Buy your own Birkin.
So like yeah, buy your own fucking buy Birkin type Birkin. Shit. Like so, it's like it'll feel way better.
Yeah. Yeah,
I feel way better.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm.
Like, I just made $20 on Forex. The fuck are y'all doing?
Why?
Why? I'm investing in my future, nigga. What the fuck are you talking about?
Hey, when them niggas be getting, they got a clean ass suit. You know? They go to the barbershop and they be like, you can do it too.
Wait.
You just sitting at home. Like wait. Bro, we just went through this, bro. Right.
Wait, what did you say? You said a nigga made $100 in his first, like, what, 6 months or something? Oh, first year? Like, nigga hit $100 in 1 year.
What did you do? What did you do?
He's like, hey, you see, I'm living right now, boy.
Hey, that's what I'm saying, it. Nigga.
I got water.
You still eat Taco Bell.
At the 6 month mark, nigga, I bought a whole room.
I got heat going. It's a space heater, but.
Oh, real love
space heater?
Yeah, man, I got heat though.
It cold sometimes. It's cold sometimes.
He said, look, it goes out. I gotta hit the side sometimes.
Right. But hey, work. Come on. Work. But hey, join and give me like, a down payment.
Yo, pause this investment.
So I can pay my rent.
Bro. Pay them for it.
Bro,
I smacked
the front.
That shit's. No.
All right,
there you go. Like, call that shit Bessie.
Gosh.
I'm just joking Forex guys. I don't know if y'all watch this
not
shit.
Joking.
No.
He's not joking.
He's
not joking.
Forex bitches bathe in the sink.
Okay. Ooh, that brings a great point. Great point. Do you know a Forex investor that is the female?
No. Yeah, she reached out to me.
Yeah,
they
be in your
ago.
DM sometimes.
Are they real?
Like,
somebody
probably
yeah,
not.
Some
probably not.
Are you ready to level up? I'm like, no, bitch.
I've never. I don't think I've ever met one. I think I've gotten bots.
To your last post, birthday post. Did you know that person?
Who?
Somebody was like,
no.
Let me know if you're trying to get a bill paid.
I
said, let me know if you're trying to get a bill paid.
I always leave it because sometimes I roast the pages.
Right. What did they say?
It's like, hey, hit us up for like a DM for promo or something.
Oh, I've been getting a lot of those lately.
It was like the Canadian flag for some reason.
Dude. Yeah, I saw that.
I was like,
yeah.
What?
I love bots.
I don't.
It pissed me off.
They actually kind of bring character to Instagram.
Yeah. I guess. I hate when they get me like for a half second when you're like, oh, who is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a sugar mama reach out.
You
once.
Failed me.
You'd be like, hey, how you that? Doing? You'd be like, I'm pretty good. How are you?
I thought it was real. I thought the sugar
that's
mama
what I'm saying.
Was real.
It hurts when you believe it for a second. You're like,
yeah, it's like, oh, what do you want, baby?
You well,
I just
there's a lot.
You failed me. You were supposed to find something. You didn't find it.
Yeah.
I'm upset.
Like,
oh,
we
hey,
about
you
it.
No,
we
be
not
like, hey,
about
what's up? And he'd be like, cool, join me, super wet, sexy at dot bit.
Dot bit. Are you?
Are you? Please, no.
Like,
Jesus
URL
Christ.
Dot wet dot squirt.
Dot sex now.
Sex now.
Sex dot now.
That's the shit, bro. I don't want to be so famous to the point like where you get on Instagram, you post one thing, and then like the first like 20 comments. Are just the bots.
Ooh, someone
yeah.
touched my titty.
Yeah, it's be like, what am I wearing right now? You want to see what I'm wearing right now? It's in my story. And it's like, wow. Oh, it's this shit over again.
What was the new one that was big that they started saying was like...
Be Gone Thought?
I'm too pretty to be working. What do you think? Or something like that.
I've never.
And people be like, nah, bitch, get a job. You'll find it
all over the place. Oh, my, no.
It's so annoying.
I get a bunch of like... people see me on Instagram. It's always on Instagram. It's just like random.
Joe Rogan is too.
I don't know what Twitter's done, but like I don't get bots on there.
No.
Yeah, this.
I had one, and that was the 4X.
Extra tight.
Okay. I don't know.
Did you say something about 4X?
Twitter, yeah, Twitter.
Yeah, that was the one.
Twitter is
keywords is how they get you.
Yeah.
You think so?
Twitter is just the law. It's the lawless land of Tumblr now, because Tumblr don't have no nudes no more.
They banned that like a year ago,
dude. My okay.
Yeah.
I had the same relationship with Tumblr that I had with Reddit. It started out really wholesome and artsy,
and then eventually love turned Reddit into so much. Like Reddit has become my favorite app.
For why?
I don't really dive.
I don't know. No, I just like it. Yeah. So all the subreddits I'm like a part Reddit of, and like, everybody talks, and they're so nice to me.
I need to clean mine up.
Yeah, Reddit's where you go get like.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Like,
what,
I go on
what's
Reddit
your subreddit looking like?
I deleted it off my phone.
Okay,
I deleted it because like.
It wasn't safe. It wasn't healthy.
It wasn't safe. It wasn't safe is what you said at first, though.
This man's tab was getting toxic.
Like, all the wholesome.
It wasn't safe.
All the wholesome and super relatable stuff was buried. Followed first. And then just followed by the rest of the internet.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah, so it would be like, ooh, Reddit logo. Mm. Mm.
Damn.
There you go.
I'm going to go on Instagram.
Speaking of blocked content.
Are we doing this right now?
Word. Bro. All right, fine. I'll just go into it. Pornhub.
Why?
Oh, yeah. The Pornhub purge.
They
put,
but it was funny because they were talking about it, and I was like mid, like...
What?
What was that?
I don't know.
I was like...
Everybody looked up and like...
I mean, I heard something slide.
You y'all see some fucking ghosts, my nigga.
Somebody closed the door. Like, everybody freaked out.
But, I'll be all
right. You going...
One second.
Okay.
You get
But I was like... I'm waiting for a scream. I was mid... I was like mid, like some, I was like working with Aaron on the vocals,
mm-hmm.
and like all I heard was like, "Yeah, that's crazy." I heard they implemented like a couple days ago.
Oh yeah, me
and
too.
I immediately knew, and I was like, I turned around, I was like, "I'm not gonna lie, it was tough not seeing my favorite video."
We were talking about it because they got rid of all the unverified content because they wanted to.
It was just funny.
Cut down on the bad videos.
To me, it was funny that all of us. Knew about this.
Yeah.
Right.
That was
the that was headlining news, baby.
Right. Yeah. I'm just like, I thought people were gonna slowly realize. And then the day after I figured out, I'm like, I mentioned it to Devin, they was like, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. It was number one trending for like the whole day.
So what you missed was essentially them talking about Pornhub.
And purging.
But it was funny because they were like, yeah, I heard it happened a couple of days ago. And I was like already occupied and turning around. I had no idea what they were talking about. And I was just like, yeah, I'm not going to lie. It was tough not seeing my favorite video this morning.
It was on page 362.
I just saw it yesterday.
I just saw it.
I bookmarked it.
Maybe it's on 361. It's gotta be.
Sometimes it'd be adding new shit.
Like when you be that deep in the pages, you'd be like, bro,
it's fucked up.
Close the tab.
Like half the time you'd be like,
close the tab.
I guess,
dude, that is you know that's gotta be like top 10 where like I'm like I need to die.
when
it's like I've been on page 33 before and I just closed it and went to bed and I was like I kind of want to kill myself.
I think it's more Wait, so how do you guys browse?
Oh god,
we're getting into
I don't do
this. Have we ever talked about porn on the podcast?
You don't browse.
No, I don't think so. No. We talked about girls.
But yeah,
not like girls that volunteer.
I have
to be in front.
I'll just start it off here.
We're at the.
We're going here.
Let me kick a freestyle for you.
Ready.
I'll throw myself off the bridge.
At this point, was that really a dap up moment?
Taz,
porn, nigga.
No. Taz always ready. Do not look at me like that, sir.
Yo, tagged like he just made a three.
That was the funniest thing I've ever seen. Okay, he got Michael Jordan's shoes and Mike.
Golly. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That was okay. At this point in time, I can pretty much I have letters that I know. I don't have to type things in anymore.
Right.
L,
enter, S, Enter. Yeah. In. Yeah. Enter.
Yeah.
Gonna take me where I need to go. Gotcha. So, like, I have... Damn. Why did I go first?
Hey, man.
Because I can't lie. I gotta. I can't lie.
We podding now.
I have a routine.
This is good.
I think we all do.
There's a sequence of sights. But the first two sights are just pictures. And I know that sounds super weird.
No.
But the first two are the first two are strictly pictures. I just don't want to name the sights. I feel like it's too personal. I feel like I can't let go. Because if I name them, somebody could go home. Somebody could go home and replicate my system.
No drops.
And it would be weird. It would be weird knowing that somebody's like.
Let it be Shanger
TV. Anyway.
No plugs.
Two sights. Yeah. Two sights. No vids. Third sight. I have channels that I follow that I know post things that I would be looking for. And I'll probably start there. End up on a fourth site, and it'll usually end on third or fourth site, but it's kind of bouncing through, searching for words of things that I would want to see at that moment in time. Those things change like the wind,
so bro.
If I
one leg.
No one be wanting that exotic.
Are you
a paraplegic? No one be wanting that exotic.
Yo, oh, my bitch broken.
To...
One leg.
Hey.
Yo, yo.
Just grab it from one leg. Come here. instead of like the legs on top of the shoulders, everybody's just like
some very serious details.
Devin said something profound. Just seeing people's sentences that they type into the search bars of porn sites would make my day. Just like if that was like, if I could just get a, just, that's the insight I want.
Yeah.
That's the insight I want. What do you type up there?
Because you know it's super specific.
It'll be one word. It might be a sentence.
No, when I was younger, my
it might be an adjective.
That's how I got caught.
It might be an adjective.
I didn't know about the incognito shit back then. I don't even know if it existed. So they caught my ass. They were like, nigga, who searched man suck titty? who searched this shit? I can't even open the goddamn Windows XP, nigga. What the fuck is happening?
My favorite one was boobs YouTube.
Yeah, bro, no.
Oh, that was me all day.
Confession. I was... it's not bad.
Okay.
It's not bad.
Yeah,
it's not bad.
I'm sorry.
That sounds awful already. I was at either school or church or both.
Heck.
And I would... Like, in my head already, I knew. Because this was like middle school or early. Whatever. And I was like, somebody... I was like, I'm not supposed to be looking at this stuff here.
Yeah.
And I was typing the most vague... words to try to trick the internet into showing me what I wanted to see in like Google Images. I go to Google Images and type in like,
yeah,
girl bump bumps
bobs
round
much
girl.
Vagina.
Trying to it would never work out. So just
round
me
bubs.
Sitting in front of like little me sitting in front of the computer like
thinking too like hard.
I can make Google show me porn. I can make it happen.
Manipulate you
on accident. So if somebody sees it, they won't think I was trying to do anything.
Oh my
God. Couldn't be explicit.
Anatomy.
I remember this one time I ordered Bang Bros, like the bus edition on DirecTV.
Oh my, you paid
like,
for it.
It was like $50. And I thought
for a
when
movie?
You in there at that point, you just gotta go ahead and watch the fucking
movie.
Thing at that
it
point.
It was like a marathon, so it was like five.
Yeah, because they sell them in like.
And you
packs.
Just got to watch them.
I know. So the thing was like, you know, I don't know if y'all have DirecTV, but it was like the 560s. So like, past HBO, Cinemax, and it was like 3 a.m. and I was like, my computer's dead. My mom won't catch me if I like refund this.
Definitely
shit, right?
Will.
Fuck it. Bam, bam.
Definitely
bam.
Will.
Woke up the next day and my mom beat my ass so bad.
Got him.
Like, never got caught. It was fucked up.
Never got caught for real.
Yeah.
Nah.
That was my caught moment.
It was back, my caught moment back then was like,
I don't
we got a computer.
Telling all that. I totally
you didn't.
Forgot about
yeah.
it.
You didn't.
We had a family computer, like everybody had, like that one
yeah,
computer
yeah.
in the house.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Shit.
Is that a black thing?
Yes.
Yeah. That's
yes.
how I started.
It is a black thing.
And then I got a tablet.
I
never thought about it. I never thought about
yeah.
it until right now. We had
and
a laptop.
It was downstairs.
It was
yeah.
downstairs. Exactly.
So downstairs.
It was downstairs.
And then it was on the side.
Where everybody had to pass you.
Yeah. To get through that
so
area.
It was like,
you couldn't just freely.
Oh, man.
a little office space. You know, right. But really, it's just like where we keep a desk that we don't really use anymore.
Facts. Like the moment when like my family like moved it, because we like my living room is like in the center of our house, and then there's our back door,
mm-hmm.
and there's like this little crevice between the door and our dinner table. So that's where our laptop was, where you can't get shit off if you wanted to. When they moved it to the office downstairs, where it was just
this
you,
man abused himself. This man abused himself.
I was in trouble. Dog, nah, because what the whole thing what fucked me up was is like not having the incognito shit for one, mm-hmm. and then
that wasn't a thing.
But
at
like,
a certain point.
But like you have when you're on the internet, like you have everything.
Everything.
So I was like, nigga, I'm playing all the games. I was playing like
I did that too.
Adventure Quest and all the other shit. You know, like I was like, oh, Cartoon I'm playing Network all games. This motherfucker.
Dude, I don't even know what's called Adventure Quest. Dude, did you ever play that Andre the Class of 3000 one where you get
yeah.
the
yeah.
Facts. Yes.
No.
My nigga.
Laundry room,
my nigga.
The laundry
room.
Yeah.
The fucking the Teen Titans fighting game.
Yeah.
That's the one, my nigga. That's the one.
I'm freaking out.
Wait.
I'm freaking out.
But did y'all play the Hey Arnold game? The baseball game.
I never played that.
I think so. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do y'all remember any of the sites y'all went on besides Cartoon Network to play games?
Max
Games.
Addicting Games.
Max Games.
Addicting Games.
Cool Math.
Cool Math.
Roblox. Yep.
You play Roblox?
And it was like.
Or Blocks Arts. Yeah.
I played a lot of the Stickman games.
What was
hell yeah, running, I played all those motherfucking games.
Like, Temple Run?
No. It was on Cool Math Games where like you would like you would like fold and like jump.
What is it? Moon Run or something like that?
I don't remember, but it's like this little.
I thought you were talking about Quap.
I would rage.
Thought you were talking about Quap for a second.
So hard, bro.
Wait, what on one game?
It was a game on Cool Math Games where you like run / skate on these like little blocks and they'd go up and down and like
you can hit the wall and it flips.
It was like no gravity.
I thought you meant like Line Rider. That shit was.
Ooh, that was fun.
Remember when iPods first came out and everybody had Line Rider? Everybody had Doodle Jump, Line Rider, and Tap Tap Revenge or whatever it was called.
Where Tiny Wings?
Tap, or the paper.
I play Tiny Wings.
It was like Dance of Revolution, but you had to click your phone.
Oh, wow.
Everybody had them shits, bro. And everybody had the fucking app where it was like a gun.
Yeah.
You would click it and you just sit there.
I would turn my head. I had it on me in sixth grade, my nigga.
I would put my earphones in and turn it up as loud as possible so it could be realistic, my dumbass. And just blow my eardrums out. Like,
yeah, it's real good.
Like,
yeah.
Real good.
Yeah.
Dude. I got a beer app. Look at me drinking on my gun.
Dude, I remember that too.
It's me. Speaking of apps.
How lame are we?
That's when it went downhill. When I got my iPod Touch. Second gen, and I was like, Safari.
Yeah, that was
changes everything. Oh, because when you think about it, honestly, dog, like when you get that section, because like I got a computer for Christmas. I think it was like I was young too, and they finally gave us a computer. I was like, why did y'all do this shit?
Right.
Like, why did y'all do this shit? And then
he said, why?
That was it.
My shit didn't live.
Yeah, that was it.
Viruses.
All those viruses.
Viruses
are fucked. I remember my brother-in-law had to put like a lock on my laptop because like it was bad.
Wait, for you or for
me?
Nobody ever caught me.
I've never been caught.
Yeah, I don't know why. I think my mom was like, I need to buy something on Amazon. Can I use your new laptop? You know how they do that? Like,
no.
Don't type P.
I was like,
Don't type P. Don't type X. Don't type N. Don't type S. Don't type
R. Apparently, she didn't have any Amazon shopping to do.
Bruh.
Wow.
The only time, I think I told you, it was the house computer, and I cleared the history. Just cookies and all. Just everything. And my sister was like,
get rid of that cat.
Why does the internet browser history clear? And I was like, you can get viruses and malware and you need encryption. You need to
she was like, I'm free and I fuck with that. I fuck with all those words.
Your land network is unsecure, your firewall
RAM hacks. Yeah. She was like, I'm free, I know some of those.
Right, the gigabytes. It's the gigabyte.
Gigabytes.
I'm trying to help. Yeah, trying to help.
Books, Lamborghinis.
Right.
Well, I'm trying to make basically we can download more internet. We got to go.
I said everything. She just left it at that. She was like, okay.
The cloud.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
We got to download more RAM.
Exactly.
No, I wasn't caught though. She found
the empty closet. There were no skeletons in there. It was all the way
empty. The closest I ever got was, where's the shit locked? That was the closest I ever got, because I would like, no. I would do, wake up and all I hear is, do. Oh, and shit. I was just like, I forgot to unlock the door. And then it'll be my mom like, why'd you lock the door?
Nah, just changing. There's tears. There's tears to it, because there was the iPod era, the laptop era, and there was the PSP era.
Yes,
PSP era.
I was late to that.
PSP era. And I know every dude who had a PSP just probably just like,
this nigga spitting. Because like, bro.
My cousin had PSP. And he kind of just showed me, like, he was like, here's games. How you do this? And internet here if you want to like watch a video or try to look something up. I was like,
talking about internet. Yeah. Like, internet. What's internet? Next internet. To games?
Internet? I was like, the same internet?
Yeah. But this like, here? It's right here. You can't see it?
In my hand? Yeah.
I guess I never had a PSP, but I had a DS. And the thing is, you couldn't watch videos on it.
So yeah, you can do.
Oh, Nintendo.
Yeah. I definitely looked at some pictures.
Oh, pictures. Yeah.
But the chats were nuts.
Because you get like two at the same time. Yeah.
Those DS chats were crazy.
When you would take them to school, bro.
Niggas was getting wild, bro. Like school, I remember the one where everybody started getting phones and shit, and people started getting the Sidekick. You know the fucking
flip.
It like flips up.
I wanted one of those.
I remember people used to like text and like pass their phone back when, right after notes were.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then like I remember like back when I was trying to back on chicks that I didn't have, because I didn't have a phone back then in middle school, and shit. And then like I used to have to use somebody else's phone just to talk to a chick that, you know, I'd be like, go get her number for me so I can text her on your phone.
Dude.
I just remember, bro, those were some hard times, bro. We still made it through it.
Dude, texting when you're like in like a freshman in high school.
Go read Facebook.
I don't want to read none of that.
No, it's good for you. It's good for you.
If you knew me in high school at all, you don't even
go to your Facebook Messenger.
I got depressed. Just forget me. You don't even know me at this point.
Dude, go to your Facebook Messenger and just scroll all the way. Just scroll all the way to the bottom and read what you used to say to people.
Group chats.
Yeah, me too. Me too with my.
And me.
Nigga.
Those were some of the best ones. Okay, I don't know if... well, they don't watch this shit, but like... That
group... The day we made
that group chat, the yin yang, when... went like ape shit on on Facebook and was like really killing her.
Yeah. Do y'all remember that?
Yeah. Wait, what happened?
Yeah.
No, I just remember. No, I was on the outside.
I'm sorry for kicking you.
It was the day.
It was literally had something to do with you. I don't know what
I told somebody in a group. I got in trouble for it. I put in some group that we were in. It might have been the group you're talking about. I was like, I'm done. Everybody say something mean.
Yes.
Here's her number.
Yeah.
I did that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He told me that story.
I got in trouble. My mom called me into her room like, send me a message on Facebook. I was like, did you tell people to say mean things? I was like,
that was literally it.
Yeah, that was me.
I was home from school and it was like,
mm-hmm.
Go off, go ape shit.
Yeah.
And I said, bet. And just went really hard.
He did it?
Yes.
No.
Then he dated.
They literally went fucking. And I remember.
I didn't know that. I never saw that.
I remember, like, are you, like, what? Stop. Like, because, like, was like,
I'm dying to go find these group chats,
like,
dude. I was done.
He was saying so many bad things, and I think somebody else was. I think it was maybe. And I was like, I remember like texting her, like I was like, are you okay? Because like,
was she in the group?
No,
Okay, gotcha.
Personal message. I was like, what is going on? And she was like, I don't know, but like, I can't take this. I was like, oh shit,
dude. Okay. Okay, now it feels like shit.
Bro,
I'll get over it. But like,
cringy, bro. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Yeah, it's really bad.
We
mine's
have
worse.
A group chat named "Why Mike and Lindsay Broke Up?" Question mark.
That's hilarious.
Bro,
but
I think,
like,
I think Brooks is in there.
After I posted that,
up in this group chat.
After I posted that, I never went back to look, so I didn't see all of that.
I know you.
I was literally just like, I'm done. Everybody say something mean. Here's the number.
Yeah.
Bye. And I left it alone. So my mom calling me was like, why did she tell you about that?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh shit. I was like, yeah. I didn't really care because I didn't think about it. I said it and like stopped thinking about it. Yeah. I had no idea that everybody was actually being ass. So now I feel bad.
Yeah.
But it's should happen. Yeah.
High school shit.
Golly.
Yeah.
She's married.
Yeah.
Bro, we were cooking.
They're all married now.
Bruh.
Dude, do you remember Remember when Mike would record all the slap boxes?
Yeah, yeah. I saw a couple of those.
Every single one of them are in there.
Bruh.
Dog. Those are archived somewhere.
The right? highlight is the one at my house.
The best between one you and Mike. When you fucking
I will Mike. Never. I will never. I was there. I filmed it. I recorded it.
I was like. Holy shit. I was like, oh, God. Oh,
bro, those are good ass times, dog. We would get a grandma.
Mike. Your microphone. Oh,
it looked like it was all the way down here.
No,
you're I'm sorry. I'd be like, a producer.
No, you're right. Your mic. Your mic. Your mic.
We get a gram, and we get a gram. So it would last us a weekend.
A gram. We get a gram.
Last a whole weekend.
A gram. And it'll like split between three people.
We get like one for a couple days. Each, and we'd be like suited. We'd be like, oh my God, we need to get Little Caesars like right now. Who's got money? Oh, I don't got five. You got five.
Hilarious.
Fucking great time.
Hilarious.
But like, yeah. And then, yeah, the internet. It's all you needed. Honestly, we
used to have the kick.
And the internet.
We used to be in the kick groups.
Bro. Kick was the
kick,
shit.
Bro.
Our fucking group chats on kick.
Kick doesn't even exist anymore.
There's too many nudes in there.
Kick doesn't even exist anymore. Kick doesn't exist anymore.
I was going to try to go back.
Yeah,
I would. No. Kick exists. But I think they deleted all the like the data from Kick. Yeah. Because I logged. I think I successfully logged in there one time. I was like, fuck this.
So all your shit's gone.
Yeah, I would pay to see some of those dumbass conversations.
When they like let you like join chats.
Random people.
Oh
yeah.
God, that was a different era.
Because you tried all kinds.
Because you remember we would like formulate a plan where we'd like change our profile pictures and go into the lesbian like me and Marcus were just talking to.
What?
Oh, it was really bad.
Such a kind of fun.
I joined one with
it was
GD.
Kind of fun though.
Yeah, no,
who?
I'm not gonna go into it because he would have to approve. But we were in a group one time. Hilarious. The only one I really remember. being in. Dang, I shouldn't have brought it up. But
you don't have to tell if you don't.
No, I'm not gonna tell. It was me, him, and some housewife.
Okay. I'm
and
game.
Bro got real bold, and I was like.
Look at the name of this group chat.
Which one?
Wait, what is it? I can't see. You're moving it so much. I'm like, you're fucking.
What is it?
Tad likes it in the ass.
I think D named it that one.
What year?
What year is this? We have seven.
We had a bunch. There were like girls in some that I never talked to.
We changed the name like four, five, six times in a row just to make just a fucking.
Isn't Ty in one of those? Ty who? You remember Ty, Sousaphone from McEachern that we used to chill with?
Yeah.
Whoa,
bro,
that's crazy, right?
That's why
he's like married.
Wow,
yeah.
Shout out to him.
Wow.
Shout out to marriage.
The only group chats I remember is like all them senior ones from leadership that I was shown.
What, Slack?
I wasn't even in leadership, but I got to see messages, and I'm like,
leadership was dead.
They always talk shit about like,
I'm like
other
bro,
sections.
I'm like, y'all are so weird, like.
It takes a lot of resilience. Apparently, it takes a lot of resilience for them not to take your soul completely. Because like when you like went in, like when you go in, there's only like a few people. Like if only a few people who were like still the same person when they went in with the same money.
Yeah, you're looking at them.
Right.
Saying,
like,
two of four.
Right. Because like, my first year is my sophomore year. Was my first year, and I saw people that I was cool with before the season started, and they were like, "Yo, you should join marching band, blah blah blah." And I was like, "I guess I'll do whatever." And I joined, and they became leadership. And I'm like, "Nigga, you're not getting paid for this shit at all, bro." And I get it, but like, you were going overboard.
You technically lose money.
We are still fucking high schoolers, and then. We're not gonna make finals, bro. You know,
sorry to tell you
that dude over there can't even like you know. We're all looking at this one dude over there who can't even hold his horn. Yeah, he's not even holding the horn.
That was always the thing about our band. You didn't have to audition.
He's
it was just like
facing the same.
That's what made me mad. If you could pay, you could play.
Yeah,
and we'd have sectionals.
If you can pay. You don't have to play, technically.
Technically.
Just let the good people play.
We would just have sectionals, and some of the freshmen would just be like,
"We'll fit you for the uniform. We'll put you on the field. Shit.
Bro.
You have to."
That used to be the biggest thing.
If it's my business, I'll take you 1,400. Shit.
Right. That's
what I'm saying. Remember the low brass rooms, Dev?
Hmm?
Where we had the low brass rooms.
I'm saying here. The low brass room was like
the low brass room was the tuba room once upon a time, and it was a fucking dream, man.
Wow. Yeah, it was just the tubas in there for a while.
Between
yeah.
that and the drum room, y'all really did have like your own space.
I don't know. The low brass room was cool.
Everybody else had the rest a bunch of
lame
room.
Ass niggas. Bro, there.
Low. See, look.
That part.
As much as lame started coming in there, see, like
the drum, line, the drum line was always cool with the low brass.
Yeah,
like everybody was cool, so we're like, bro, we're gonna hang in there. It was getting too rowdy. All the color guard wanted to sit out there and stare and just mess with
us. And so guess who followed you?
When you think about it, it was just so much
fucking chicken heads.
If I could take back a few things from high school, bro, like, I would not have done no relationship shit, bro. That shit was
dumb. Yeah, we know.
That was super dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was super
same.
Dead. Yeah.
That shit was super
same.
Dead.
Dog, same.
That shit was super dead.
Fuck that. Was
oh
super
my
dead.
God.
Like, that shit is super that. Fucking dead.
Oh
but, like,
my
God. Yeah. We'll all agree on that.
Fucking, bro.
We'll all agree on that.
Seasons.